MPs are about to vote on the highly contentious issue of abortion reform. The legislation has not just caused division in Parliament, but also prompted accusations of bad faith dealings between Labor and its coalition partner New Zealand First. The bill would remove abortion from the Crimes Act and instead treat it as a health issue, and after 20 weeks, women would require a medical test to access an abortion. MPs will vote as individuals, according to their conscience, except New Zealand First, which will vote as a bloc. Here's our political editor, Jane Patterson.
As the newly appointed Labor leader Jacinda Ardern announced during an election debate, she wanted to see abortion removed from the Crimes Act. Nearly 2 years later, she made this address in Parliament this afternoon.
The time is right for this debate. The time is right for us to finally put women's dignity and their rights at the centre of this discussion. And I ask as we do so, that we do so with dignity. I finish with, again, the words of someone who wrote to me only recently. It's time to change New Zealand's outdated abortion laws. Please show us your respect for women. Show us you recognise we're capable of deciding what's right for us. Give us our dignity back.
The Justice Minister, Andrew Little, acknowledged the deeply held political, personal and faith-based views held by MPs across the House, but outlined his reasons for progressing the bill.
Mr Speaker, in my view, it is wrong that our present law characterises a decision a woman wishes to make about her own body and her reproductive choices as criminal. And it is wrong that in making that decision, a woman has to go through a set of processes that no other person seeking a medical procedure has to go through.
The National MP Agnes Lawhenny outlined her opposition to the bill.
As the statistics show, abortion is overwhelmingly not about a mother's health, particularly in the first trimester. It is about decision to terminate a life for lifestyle reasons. We should, as a society, have the courage to admit that.
Her National Party colleague Gerry Brownlee said if there was better support for women raising children by themselves, then maybe fewer people would opt for abortion. But he said he opposed the bill and outlined some of his concerns.
The possibility of gender selection, which for a lot of cultures in New Zealand will be a reasonable thing to do, goes to the concerns about genetic selection, which for a lot of people will be something that they are keen to investigate. And then there is the issue of there being virtually no question at all up to the 20-week mark.
In the lead-up to today's vote, there was another debate going on about the negotiations between Labor and New Zealand First about the legislation. There's been a lot of back and forth between the two parties about whether the negotiations, spanning several months, were held in good faith and whether Labor should have anticipated a New Zealand First push for a referendum. Tracy Martin is the New Zealand First MP who conducted the talks with the Justice Minister. She made these opening remarks in this afternoon's debate.
I was going to speak about Beverly Williams, my mother's birth mother. I've talked about Beverly in this house before. We never knew Beverly. My mother doesn't really remember Beverly. Beverly left her two-year-old daughter and five-year-old son in 1943. And it took well into the 1980s for us to find out what happened to her. But that story will have to wait. Because, as often happens in this place, Mr. Speaker, events has moved on, and so this speech must change.
She said she wanted to set the record straight and told Parliament a referendum had never been raised either in her talks with Mr. Little or by the caucus until their meeting at Parliament on Tuesday morning. At that meeting, Ms. Martin's colleague Derek Ball got majority support to put forward an amendment calling for a referendum.
At the conclusion of the caucus, approximately midday on Tuesday the 6th, I informed the Prime Minister, the Prime Minister's Chief of Staff and the Minister of Finance of the New Zealand First Caucus position. At approximately 1 p.m. on Tuesday the 6th of August, I personally informed Minister Little and his advisers of the New Zealand First Caucus decision and apologised to him for the lateness of this development.
Tracy Martin confirmed her party would vote for the first and second readings and then put forward the amendment for a referendum at the committee stage. Because the other parties are not voting as a bloc, it's not possible to predict how the vote will fall, but it is expected to be close. If it does pass this reading, it will go to Select Committee, where the public will have the chance to have their say. From Parliament for Checkpoint, Jane Patterson.